The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning, all you independent people out there. I was working on my fireworks imitations, but they are not coming along as well as I had hoped. I'm C. Suzanne Bates, and my sidekick and co-host, Gene Ketchum, has deserted me. She has taken off. She's run away. Luckily, we know where she is. We have both been dealing with parents that are getting up in years and not as independent as they used to be. And in July, we're doing a whole show on aging parents and independence. So independence comes to our minds, and we think of a lot of different things that go with them. Individuality. Independence allows you to have individuality, freedom, liberation, impartiality, objectivity, all these things, and we are so blessed as a nation to have those. I know I went to a church service with a friend on Sunday, and they were honoring the military, and it was so moving. I had a lump in my throat the whole service, but there were no women. They had different branches of the military stand up, and there were no women, and it just was like, where are the women? So this week, I headed out to find women veterans and women in the military that are still serving, and we wanted to show you that men and women both have really sacrificed hugely for our liberties. And we've done a lot of research on this, and every time I read about military women and men, I just get all teary. It has been so touching for me, and I think we should all really stop and think about that. And it's not just about the 4th of July and taking the day off. There have been many, many sacrifices made for our freedom, and I can tell you that I, for one, do not stop and really ponder that and show the gratitude that I probably should show. So, all right, and dirty little secrets. We have our dirty little secrets. We love saying that. They're really not dirty, and I don't think they're really secrets, but it's just so much fun. It kind of sounds like we're being bad girls when we say that. All right, since many women had been in the military and traveled outside the United States, we thought we would give you some information on how different cultures look at issues that we actually face in the United States. So a lot of things we really take for granted. So let's talk about this morning. What country in the world do women feel most attractive? That'll be one we'll take a look at. And you can just yell them out, those listeners out there, like if you're in your car, because I can hear you. I mean, if you've ever seen my ears, you'll know why. All right, and then we are going to talk about women and the country that they feel least comfortable with a male massage therapist. And in what countries do women feel least comfortable sleeping in the buff? So that could go a lot of different ways. And, of course, we're going to talk about female plutocrats. We missed that last time. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Colonel Sandy Best, who is the Director of Government Relations for the Department of Military Affairs, Minnesota National Guard. Can't wait. I'm going to salute her. I've been practicing my salute. All right. Franklin D. Roosevelt said, in the truest sense, freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Be sure to sign up for our July drawings. You can win great prizes by having just going on our website and signing up. And go to www.agingbutdangerous.com to check out our latest blogs, direct links to a lot of great resources, lots of good stuff. And, of course, you can sign up while you're there because that's what I just said. All right, dirty little secrets chat time. How many female plutocrats are there in the world? Clearly not enough. Plutocrats, now Jeannie thought the plutocrats were people who lived on the planet Pluto. That is not true. It means that it's a controlling class of wealthy people that usually has to do with government. They're usually involved in government. But a woman named Freeland wrote a book appropriately called Plutocrats, and she says there are no female plutocrats. When she asked, when her editor asked her, are you going to do a chapter on women, she said, no, there are none. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. She named like five. Of course, Oprah's one of them, but Oprah's on every list. So she says that it's an entirely male universe out there these people live in. So if you're male, you're a plutocrat, go for it. I'm sure you're living a good life. And if you're not, eat your heart out. In what country do women feel most attractive? The most yes responses, 92%, came from Indonesia. And when asked if they thought they were beautiful, it was only China at 59% and the U.K. at 58% that said no. So people in China and the U.K. don't think they're beautiful women. I mean, that makes me sad because I've seen beautiful women from those countries. All right, in what country do women feel least comfortable with a male massage therapist? Well, 60% of the women in the Philippines and 56% in India said they are not comfortable with a male masseuse. And then in what country do women feel least comfortable sleeping in the bus? Well, that would be Vietnam and Indonesia, and about half of the women surveyed there said they would never sleep in the buff. I love sleeping in the buff. I mean, I say I've slept in the buff for a lot of years. I saved a lot of money on pajamas. So anyway, just some trivia for this weekend. You shouldn't overdo your mind, and that will fit in perfectly with that. Now, all of these statistics came from Women's Health Magazine, and they sent these questionnaires and this information that they wanted about this information to 16 countries across the globe. Now, doesn't that make you stop and think, what do they do in Indonesia to make these women feel fantastic and to make them all, like literally almost all of them, 92% of them think they are beautiful. So it shocks me, and I just couldn't shake that. I couldn't kind of shake that. What is it in our culture, and then what is it in the culture of the UK that 58% say they are not beautiful? It's got to be something in the water, or maybe it's because Indonesia's down there in those islands and it's beautiful and everything is beautiful, so they just think they're beautiful, but they really are beautiful. So anyway, it's that really baffled me. And then going back, and I hate to backpedal here, but sleeping in the bus, you talk about freedom. You talk about a sense of freedom. That is a wonderful sense of freedom. And I think that when I stopped being married, I had to start sleeping in something because I just didn't want to have something happen in the middle of the night and then I'm running around, you know, my birthday suit. I don't think that would be appropriate. So anyway, it's crazy. And you are listening to Jean and Suzanne Without Jean and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every single week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle on this holiday weekend with usually Jean and Suzanne, and this week just Suzanne. Jean is MIA. So I have a quote here from Maya Angelou, and it says, "How important it is for us to recognize and celebrate our heroes and our sheroes." And I thought that was interesting because I never separate, I don't put hero into any gender classification, but I think she made her point. And our guest today is going to be talking about those sheroes and heroes, and that is Colonel Sandy Best. Colonel Best is the Director of Government Relations for the Department of Military Affairs, Minnesota National Guard, and Joint Force Headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota. She is responsible for critical interface as lead congressional and legislative policy officer for the entire Minnesota National Guard. Welcome, Colonel Best.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. It's a pleasure to be here, a real honor to represent my sheroes and sisters in service.
Well, and I printed your resume, and it took half a tree. I mean, you should be a general with all the stuff you've done. I mean, I just was, like, shocked at the things that you've accomplished. And so give us a little overview of your career and the fact that how do you get to be a colonel, whether you're a male or a female?
Well, thank you for that, those kind comments. I have been in the service for 30 years, serving in the United States Air Force and Minnesota Air National Guard. I enlisted in the military in February 1984 as a personnel specialist, and I served 7 years enlisted. And then I was commissioned as an officer in the Air Force in 1991 on Valentine's Day. And I attended.
Perfect.
Yes, it was. It was, because it certainly is a career that I have loved. And so after that, I was commissioned as a military equal opportunity officer, and then I served as a personnel. I served as a personnel officer for 7 years, and then an executive support officer. And while I served in all of those positions, I was part-time in the military. And on the civilian side, I worked as a human resource manager and director, and did professional level recruiting for a variety of companies in the manufacturing industry in Western Wisconsin. And after 9/11, I was activated, and I continued to my service full time with the military after 9/11.
Wow, so there was some real inspiration there. And one of the things we talked about a little bit and is that the female vets, how many female vets are there in Minnesota and Wisconsin? When I see photos, I don't see female vets. And it's kind of a rare, to me, it's almost like a rarity. What are the stats on that?
So according to the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, there are 29,000 women veterans in Minnesota, and there's approximately 370,000 veterans in Minnesota, which means that less than 8% of Minnesota veterans are women. And you had also kind of indicated, since we're so close to Wisconsin, the numbers for Wisconsin are 37,871 women in Wisconsin.
Well, as compared, do you have a total on men for Wisconsin?
I don't have that total. I do have, Minnesota has roughly 8%. For the Minnesota National Guard, we have 11,000 members of the Minnesota Army National Guard, and 15% of them are women. And we have 2,200 members in the Minnesota Air National Guard, and 22% of them are women. So overall, we have 16.5% currently serving, which is up from the overall population of 8% in Minnesota female veterans.
I was just going to say, my gut is that number's going up. Is that something you see?
Yes, I do.
And then we talked a little bit about areas of the armed forces, different branches, maybe have had a little bit of a different tilt toward women historically.
Well, I mean, I think because of each one of the branches of the service have different culture, and all of them are certainly proactive, taking proactive measures to support their diverse population, both gender and minorities. But I'm speaking for the Minnesota National Guard and the Minnesota Air National Guard, and our culture, I think, has been very proactive for women's success in the military.
Well, and I think that the whole idea of the combat exclusion, and one of the things that I couldn't get in my head when I was doing this research was that women have had a combat exclusion in the military, but they're serving all over the world in these places where there's definitely combat. How could they not be in combat?
That's a great question. Well, while all females and males, for that matter, who serve on in the military, all of them have a potential to be in harm's way. But the current personnel management system specifically restricts some duty positions, traditional combat arms positions like infantry, armor, and field artillery, from having women assigned to those career fields. And this year, January 24th, 2013, the Secretary of Defense directed the military service secretaries to develop a plan to fully integrate women into previously restricted career fields, and that will remove the artificial policy barrier. The Minnesota National Guard is awaiting that direction and will comply and implement, but we are leaders in Minnesota. As it relates to female assignments, any future positions will only really impact the Minnesota Army National Guard. Our two Minnesota Air National Guard wings have been open, all of the positions in Duluth, the 148th Fighter Wing, in St. Paul, the 133rd Airlift Wing. They do not have any restrictions on those positions. And our Minnesota Army National Guard, the Red Bulls of the 1st Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, were one of nine National Guard brigades that were selected even before the January 2013 announcement as a preliminary step towards that policy change and bringing women into the combat arms units.
Well, I love that. Well, and I love it because I don't know why I love it, but how do the men feel about this? Are they good with this?
Well, I think that certainly there's controversy over this topic, but just like you said when you introduced that topic, they're already serving in the military and have for decades. So it is really just removing an unnecessary policy barrier. They are not changing standards. Women have to meet the same standard as their male counterparts, and they're already doing it. So I think it is, I concur with you that it's a good thing.
If you're a female out there and you've been in the military and you would like to reconnect or connect with certain services, stay tuned because Colonel Sandy Best will be back with us as soon as we have some information from our sponsors, and we're going to find out a few more things about the military in 2013. Stay tuned.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one non-cancer killer of women in the U.S. This is particularly true as we age. We now know that our genetic makeup may be the main contributor to our risk of heart disease. It is not enough to say that I am fit, I exercise, I eat right. Our doctors cannot quickly listen to our hearts and pronounce us at low risk for heart disease. Cardiologists recommend cardiac stress test, cholesterol screening at age 50. If a woman has a strong family history of heart disease, or other risk factors like high blood pressure, obesity, high cholesterol, she may need other tests like C-reactive protein and homocysteine. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We are back. It is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and just Suzanne. Jean is helping her 105-year-old father move, and I am flying solo today. Scary, so hang on. When we left, Colonel Best was talking about giving us some information on female vets that and people in the military that could connect and where they might connect and go for help or for support. What are you, do you have that information, Colonel Best?
I sure do. First of all, I'd like to share the MinnesotaNationalGuard.org website, and that's exactly what it is, MinnesotaNationalGuard.org. And that is information if people want to reconnect with either the Air or Army resources or recruiters. You can find that information at that website. Also, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org. Minnesota leads the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon network in Minnesota, and we have lots of support for our military service members. So that website is a great resource for service members, veterans, and their families.
Well, and I think that obviously I think if I was had been in the military, I would want to connect with other people and really share support. So tell me about women. Do women utilize the VA services as much as men do?
Well, according to the Minneapolis VA Communications Director, 6% of their users are female. They estimate 104,000 women will use their services this year. And they served 6,200 female veterans at Minneapolis alone in 2012. And there's also female vets receiving care at St. Cloud, Fargo, and Sioux Falls.
Oh, that's great to hear, because I know every time I go to a vet's, I have a couple of friends, and every time I go to a vet's hospital, there sure are a lot of men, but I think statistically that probably fits. So, all right, we can't let this show go by without asking you a question about the sexual assault and the harassment. And I read an article, and I know I don't think these agree with your figures, but I read in an article that one in three women vets have experienced military sexual trauma. Can you speak to that issue?
Well, I sure can. Sexual assault is a problem in society and in the military. There's nearly not a day that goes by without some incident generating media attention. So there are lots of statistics out there, to include the one that you mentioned. One in 33 men have experienced sexual assault, so it's not just a female gender issue.
Wow.
And one in four girls on college campuses will be a sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
So this is a reflection of our society, in addition to it being a problem for the military.
That's correct. And the military really is a reflection of our society. Those are the people that we recruit to come in. And it's not an excuse. That's just a fact. But the military is taking very serious action on sexual assault. The President of the United States, Congress, senior military leadership, and specifically the Minnesota National Guard senior leaders have made combating sexual assault in the military a top priority.
I have time for one last question. Are you happy that you spent your life doing this?
I sure am, and I would definitely encourage other people, even though we have work to do to combat sexual assault and other things, it is a great career and professional organization.
Well, thank you for all you've done to keep our country free, and we are very grateful. And thank you for being our guest this morning, Colonel. It has been really an honor to have you.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Pleasure.
Just a reminder, don't forget to tell our wonderful sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. You know, Jean has been doing this Higher Brain Living training program for a couple of months now, and I personally can see a huge difference in her, and I wanted to share that because she's not here, and I can say anything about her that I want. So, you know, while the cat's away, the mice will play. And many times it's the people like me who, on a daily basis, deals with whether you are in a good mental state or whether you're not in a good mental state. And whether it's your husband or your business partner or your kids, I have seen a big shift in Jean's state of mind since she started this program. And Higher Brain Living is certainly one of our sponsors. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be talking about them. But Jean signed up to take their course before they became our sponsor. And she was so impressed, and it impacted her so much in dealing with her anxiety and her stress and her fears and dealing with her dad's situation that we almost begged them to be our sponsor. So go to Higher Brain Living. It's on our website, and click on it. There are places all over the Twin Cities you can go and see how this is done, and I highly recommend it. It's like little calisthenics for your brain to help you be all you can be. All right, our July drawing is for you and two of your friends and us, of course, at Barker's Bar and Grill in Hudson, Wisconsin. Lunch. I've only eaten there hundreds of times, and I can't recall ever having anything but just fabulous food there. So it's well worth the drive, and we'll be going there to have lunch together. And then also our July drawing is for a design consultation with Laura Bischoff from Metropolis Design. She is one of the best interior designers in the entire Twin Cities, and she is my designer, and I am picky. So go to Facebook, agingbutdangerous.com, or .com, Aging But Dangerous. You'll figure it out. And like Aging But Dangerous, you'll feel a great sense of independence having done so. All right, our next swarm is going to be a really meaningful swarm for women. It's about female sexuality over 50. You can ask anything you want anonymously. It will be on July 18th at the Women's Club. Go to our website, find out more information, mark it on your calendars. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. John F. Kennedy said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. This is C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women all across the globe. Please join us next Saturday at 9:30, and remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.